You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy. Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
You can always reach us or any of our guests on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. And you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. So, Tammy, when we interview top agents in the area to know what's really going on in the real estate market, I wanted to bring in, I thought this was just an interesting story, when I was given the name of Barbara Bolasi from Keller Williams. I want to welcome her to the studio. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
when we had your background, I just thought it was very interesting that as a former school teacher, I've seen that a couple times with people that go from being a school teacher to going into sales and doing incredibly well. How have you done that?
Well, that's a good question. One of my passions really is educating the consumer on the transaction process, helping buyers and sellers understand even their own needs. Sometimes, you know, when you sit down and talk with a prospective client, just working through that consultation process helps the client understand really what they're looking for. And so we really approach our business and working with our clients from the perspective of an educator and helping connect them with the information they need to make great decisions.
And Tammy has a background in education too. And mm-hmm. I could tell just with the two of you, that synergy that you each, you know, there's something about being a dedicated teacher where, you know, you just really like educating people and mm-hmm. the amount of care that you can give to, you know, and the amount of compassion that you can give to clients. Mm-hmm. Tammy, is that something from your perspective, was that helpful to you when you moved from the elementary school into the teaching, mm-hmm. you know, out of teaching and into the business world?
Definitely. It helps you. It kind of keeps it simple. You know, you got to keep it simple. You can't, all these terms that are out there, everybody uses, you got to keep it layman's terms and really be willing to explain and, as she said, educate.
And Barbara, do you find yourself doing that, as having to do that education and explain things and break it down into terms that people understand?
Absolutely. We do that often. And just giving people a safe place to ask questions mm-hmm. and encouraging, you know, clients that we want them to ask questions. We want them to let us know.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Exactly.
just
tell
ask
us
the
what
questions.
You don't know. We want to help you. And, you know, we are just an open book all the time. We want to do anything we can to help people understand where they are in the process, what comes next, mm-hmm. and just really understand where they are so we know how to help them best.
Right. Well, I want to spend a little time on your background. So when you were a teacher, what level did you teach and what environment?
I was a Montessori elementary school teacher, so I taught a classroom of first through sixth grade students, and I taught all levels or all subjects.
So all subjects for mm-hmm. one grade at a time?
No, a mixed age classroom. So in Montessori, you do small group lessons, and it's a little bit different than a public school education. It just is tailored toward the individual child, which I think has informed how I approach my business and make sure that I understand each client's needs as well.
Very good. So you can tailor each transaction for the individual client, kind of that Montessori approach.
Absolutely.
Let people go at their own speed. I like that. So how did you make the transition from being a school teacher? What made you want to get in the real estate field?
Well, I somewhat backed into it. It was a big blessing in disguise. But when my second son was born, I stopped teaching and was just really exploring what I would do next. And I took a part-time position as an administrator for a local broker in town. And just after a few months of sort of watching the process and understanding the contracts and working on the admin side, I thought, gosh, I really think I could be good at this. And so I got my real estate license. I wasn't sure about my long-term, whether it would be a long-term decision. And actually, it took me a couple of years to really commit. I didn't see myself as being a realtor. I didn't know if it was really a meaningful career and that whether it was really something I wanted to do for a long term. But the feedback has been wonderful. I've really taken it on as a vocation, not just as a job or as a business. And I care for my clients, not just in the real estate transaction, but I try to be a resource of information for them on all things St. Louis. I try to be a networker. I try to be an encourager, a supporter in various life transitions. So I look at my role as being much bigger than just, you know, the agent in their purchase or sale transaction.
I love that connection you're making. And when we look at making that transition, because you go from being a school teacher to doing admin work for a real estate company, here's the hurdle that I see for a lot of people, and tell me if this rings true with you, is a lot of people can't make that transition to be a full-time realtor because it's all commission.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to people who've always had a salary, when I talk to them about going all commission, I can see their body language as they just start to get uncomfortable. They just cannot picture the risk in not having a guaranteed paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get through that?
It was definitely a risk, and it took just a couple months. I mean, I had a pretty solid book of business fairly quickly. I sent out an email to 12 friends and said, hey, I just want you to know I have my real estate license. And being right back, I got an email back from somebody who wanted to look at a house. And within 2 months, there was not time in my schedule to keep doing the admin work. There have been lean times and
so
scary times.
So 12 people, all you sent out an email to.
Mm-hmm, and boom, it exploded really from the beginning. However, I will say that there is a risk, but as you work through that fear and you bet on yourself and you continue to train and educate yourself and be, you know, I just, every time I would get nervous or face that fear, I just focus on extra training and reaching out to my current and past clients, and it just seems to keep going strong.
When that says a lot about you as a person, when that happens, usually it's because the people that are close to you really want to see you succeed, and they want to just pour into you and give back to you, because it means you probably paid it forward, and that universal law of reciprocation kicks in, where people want to give back to you when you reach out and ask for that.
I feel very blessed, very grateful.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Barbara Blasi from Keller Williams Realty in Kirkwood. And Barbara, your website is makestlouishome.com. And I know that you picked that website, makestlouishome.com, because it plays into your purpose of what you're doing. Explain that connection on what you're trying to do with helping people connect with their community.
Sure. So when I decided a couple of years ago to really root in this business and to really grow a big business in St. Louis, when I look around, I noticed a couple of things that I'm in my late 30s, and in my age bracket, a lot of people have left St. Louis, though those who have stayed behind are really doing amazing things. This community is thriving. I think St. Louis is really becoming a destination, a place for people to move to. And I wanted to make sure to begin to build a structure or a community where we welcome those from the outside, and we embrace people coming into St. Louis, not just those that are here. So I wanted to kind of help bridge that gap between those who have grown up and stayed in St. Louis, you know, their whole lives, and those coming in. And so it's just a way to kind of bridge that gap between the native St. Louisans and those who are joining us.
That's great. And when you made that, you built this big goal to build your business in St. Louis. How much has Keller Williams assisted you in that process?
It has been absolutely phenomenal. Keller Williams is a training and coaching company disguised as a real estate company. So they have systems in place that really help turn the lights on for realtors in terms of what we should be doing each day, how we approach the consumer, how we talk to our clients, how we manage our finances. I mean, it's just, the training has been absolutely phenomenal, and we're just getting started in St. Louis. There's four offices in town. We have room for probably 10 to 15. There's a lot of great people who are working hard to help as many other agents as we can learn the benefits of Keller Williams.
Very good. I love hearing that. And if you have time to stick around, I have a lot more questions for you, because when we come back, I'm going to be asking the question that, if you're thinking of trying to sell your house without a realtor, coming up, Barbara Blasi from Keller Williams will tell us if that's a good idea or not. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.